Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, two Royal Navy mine hunters collided in Bahrain, in port. HMS Chiddingford managed to reverse into HMS Bangor, ripping a huge hole in Bangor's hull. Whoops. Yes, it's embarrassing. But of all the comments and tweets I've heard, I did chuckle out loud at this. This would probably never happen if the British Navy kept giving their sailors daily rum rations. Rum rations, or the daily tot, ended in the Royal Navy in 1970, bringing to an end a 230-year tradition of a formal daily practice of sailors receiving about an eighth of a pint of rum, one part rum and four parts water, between 1100 hours and 1200 hours for up spirits. The practice happened for about 100 years earlier, long before Admiral Vernon's formal orders about it, when the rum might have lime added to it to prevent scurvy. To mark the occasion of the end of the rum ration, there is now a commemoration by sailors on Black Tot Day, marking the end of the daily tot. And yes, with a tot of rum. Whatever the reason for the elision, when one ship runs into another vessel which is stationary, it isn't going to be rum. What will it be will be determined by an investigation. Initial reports are already talking about a mechanical breakdown of the propulsion control system, or specifically, that the wiring in the control system had been replaced the wrong way. People seem to be saying for the moment that it was not a ship handling error. However, whatever the investigation finds, there will be somewhere, somehow, a human error. The desire is to learn so that this error doesn't happen again. We might bemoan health and safety at times, but if investigation reporting showed that a repetition and pattern caused accidents or injury or worse, then we'd want that fixed. And if it isn't, where is the human error then? History and kitchen tables are littered with the cries for justice, accusations that he started it and recriminations that she started it, and lots of excuses to minimise our own error. How far do we go back? How did the current situation in Gaza start? Whatever you label as a start will have human error, and many others will claim that version of the start itself is an error. It's the same issue in the schoolyard when the bullied fights back or when a marriage is fraught with recriminations. We know our world is full of errors, mistakes, accidents, faults, blunders, and more. Some are unintentional. Many are chosen actions to get our way, and they achieve the result that something, usually a relationship, crashes, breaks, is damaged, or worse. In any spiritual investigation about what has gone wrong, Christians cannot get away from the human error, that quality of us that is selfish and consequentially destructive. Jesus' forgiveness offers us strength to investigate well, no half measures, what has gone wrong, and to honestly own our human error, not to minimize it or excuse it, but to learn more about ourselves and how we might live on with less crashes. Jesus' love and faithfulness is definitely reliable, and it can almost become intoxicating, helping us not to be slack in our repentance, but to learn from him how best to live, even if others crash into us. Or we might say, that's the Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is totally focused on our growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Better than rum. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you that your Son healed the sick, drove out demons, and brought your good news of salvation so that we might be forgiven and set free. Make us whole in body and spirit so that we are free to serve you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.